Welcome. You're listening to Casually Baked, the podcast, home base for the can of curious. Thanks for tuning in.
It's high time. We had a high time together. Together. Yes, it's high time. We had a high time together.
Hi, y'all. I'm Joe, your host and cannabis lifestyle guide. And I'm going to do something a little bit different this week. You see, as a cannabis lifestyle guide, I'm constantly exploring new products. Scientist friends and colleagues of mine bring me samples of what they're working on in their lab to test and provide my feedback. And other emerging makers and brands also send me their latest iterations for my opinion on packaging, direction, and overall product appeal to consumers. I fucking love it. I'm not sure if you noticed, but I'm a little late getting the podcast out this week. I had a minor mishap that threw things off track. I started out my Sunday with the best of intentions of testing the two latest products I've received. At a glance, it appeared both products were boasting the same claim, so I set out to see if Undo or ToqueSmart would do the best job of reversing the effects of THC. Turns out, I misunderstood the language on the ToqueSmart bottle, and that's not at all what their formulation does. So that podcast got scratched and dumped. I did salvage bits and bobs and wove them into this new and improved version. So, sorry for the delay. Now, let's get cracking. This week, I messaged back and forth with the team at ToqueSmart to help me get clear on exactly what their product does and for both of us to get clear on the messaging. During my tenure as a marketing professional, it wasn't lost on me or my fellow marketers that other team members of the various companies we worked for thought our jobs were less important and more glamorous than theirs. It is instances such as these when the value of our craft shines through. Clear, concise messaging on a canvas the size of a pill bottle isn't easy. And I have to say, Paul at ToqueSmart was responsive and gracious in our communication. Okay, so what the hell is ToqueSmart? ToqueSmart is an herbal supplement designed to amplify your high. Scientists and researchers in the cannabis space discovered something we in the industry call the entourage effect. It's the idea that a clarinet sounds beautiful, but when you add the flute and trumpet, French horn, and the rest of the symphony, it sounds amazing. So, same with cannabinoids and terpenes. They have beneficial medicinal qualities all on their own, but when combined, they pack some serious healing power. So back to ToqueSmart. They're enacting the entourage effect with a blend of herbs rich in terpenes that enhance the effects of cannabis, no matter your tolerance level. I can hear newbies out there saying, "Are you kidding me right now, Joanna? I have trouble handling a regular high. Why would I want to get higher?" Well done, Grasshopper. You speak the truth, and that's not how you would use this product. ToqueSmart has two target markets from where I stand. Number one, the hardcore stoner who complains of never getting high anymore. Someone whose tolerance has peaked and they miss that old school feeling of being completely blazed. According to ToqueSmart, you pop two of these bad boys 15 minutes before you toke and experience an enhanced high. The second person who'd appreciate ToqueSmart is the baller on a budget. The idea being that less is more. You can consume less cannabis to achieve a greater high. The ToqueSmart bottle comes with 60 capsules for $19.99, and when used with your favorite flower or product, can stretch out those trips to the dispensary for a re-up. I personally tested ToqueSmart out two mornings this week. The first day, I was still under the impression that it was going to diminish my highness, only to get to work and remember that I forgot to put on deodorant. After communicating with Paul at ToqueSmart, I tried again the next morning and forgot my deodorant again. I was Bill Murray in my own stinky Groundhog Day. I've since taken care of future Joe by adding a stick of Native, my favorite hippie deodorant, to the work backpack. I'm no dummy, just a stoner with a pit problem. So, still experimenting with ToqueSmart. It's really nuanced discovering how this sort of product will benefit your routine. I would be lying if I took it once and was like, oh my God, yes, greatest product ever, use it. But you really have to be mindful and take it and know exactly what you're looking for. And I will say that once I knew what this product was going to do, I did notice a less hazy high. Although it didn't keep me from those moments of scatterbrain. And the only side effect that I encountered was that my burps tasted like spaghetti sauce. I think that was the dried wild thyme talking. You know, I've taken some herbs that tasted like shit and smelled like pig spleen because that's what was in them. So burping after taking the ToqueSmart capsules and tasting pasta sauce seems like I should maybe be writing someone a thank you note. You can learn more at ToqueSmart.com. That's ToqueSmart.com. Test it out. You can buy your product there on their website. Like I said, it's $19.99, and if you are a stoner that is really struggling to get high anymore, perhaps check it out, or perhaps lay off the cannabis for a week or two and let your endocannabinoid system reset. That's always helpful. And incorporate some CBD into your diet, guys. It's not super cool to not ever feel high. That's really not something to brag about, in my humble opinion. Okay, off my soapbox. And on to the next. So now we are going to do a flashback to my Sunday experience with Undo. And that product is UNDOO. So when my parents were here last week, I told them about this experiment that I'm going to do, and they're not impressed, but I have no fear. I'm a professional, and I know what I'm doing. But what I'm doing today is I'm going to eat a 50-milligram edible. My typical dosage, so 15 milligrams is what I usually use in an edible so that I can be functionally high and perform as a normal human out in the world. And if I really want to kick myself in the pants, I'll usually do like a 25 to 30 milligram edible. That's, say, I'm going to a music festival or going for a hike and just wanting to, like, you know, get weird out in nature. So I think that me having a 50 milligram edible is going to make me just on the other side of uncomfortable. And then that will be enough that I can take these capsules that are supposed to undo my high. And then I'll be able to see if it really does take the edge off. So that's what I'm going to do, and I will check in periodically throughout that experience, and then I'll tie it all together in a neat and tidy little segment for you and give you the Cliff's Notes version.
However, as your cannabis lifestyle guide, I would be remiss if I did not tell you that there is a natural way to undo your high. And I tell my clients to always keep pure CBD around, whether or not that is a CBD tincture or sublingual strip or even a vape pen, mints, whatever, but just have some pure CBD on hand, because if you get too high, CBD will counter the effects of THC. So for me, that's always how you undo your high. And so to see these new products popping up on the market, I'm curious whether or not they're, one, even necessary, or two, they do end up working and they actually end up being way more economical than using the CBD function. Undo claims to unhaze the blaze. Overindulgence, unexpected company, bad timing. This is the cannabis safety net, intended to ease the side effects of cannabis overconsumption. Undo is saying, carry this around in your pocket, like, you know, that emergency condom in your wallet. Carry an emergency pack of Undo in your wallet in case you're at a party and you get a little overzealous and you have a little too much fun and then you get a little fucking freaked out in the bathroom. Then you pop one of these. Undo claims to be no cannabis, no sugar, no stimulants, no caffeine, and all natural. Now, their packaging contains two soft gels. It just claims a proprietary blend and has olive oil and olivetol. As with most things I do, I set up a little bit of structure and then kind of wing it. All right, let's do this. Okay, so I ate the 50 milligram edible at like 10:45 this morning. It was the Cali Bush Master Cannabis Coconut Almond Combo Bar. It was like a health food bar with 50 milligrams of THC and 50 milligrams of CBD in it. It's like a super crunchy granola bar, but it was delicious. And so I just had an amazing cooking adventure with all of the food that I've collected at the farmer's market over the past 2 weekends. And I made a really fun meal, and you can see all that fun stuff over on Instagram. At Casually Baked is my handle. Anyway, cooking was an adventure. Eating became more interesting, and cleanup, I was starting to get higher than I wanted to be, for sure. All right, motherfuckers, let's unhaze my blaze. All right, just popped down one of the gel cups with plenty of water, and it's 12:37. Let's see where this goes. I've been moving through my life today in this way high state that I'm not usually in. It's interesting because the easy thing to do is to just go to sleep and it'll totally wear off, and it's Sunday, and that sounds like a delicious thing to do right now. But it's way more interesting to just be really high. Whenever I say my level of highness is too high for me, it's when existence feels heavy, like, you know, just going and filling a cup of water, filling that up feels like a chore. Like, I don't want to feel that high. Like, that's ridiculous. So that's the part that I want to wear off, that the mind part, that part is outstandingly fun and interesting and where you come up with good ideas and do all that fun introspective thinking. It's 12:53. I feel less high. I'm getting unhazed. I'm not sure how long they say it's supposed to take. Let's see. See website for more information. Come on, bro. Just tell me. No. I don't want to go to your website for more information. Jesus Christ, put it on your package. It's 2:50 and I'm checking in. I went on a little bit of a roller coaster and laid down and moved through some serious, like, body heavy feelings and got real bad dry mouth. In fact, I totally feel dehydrated, some muscle cramping, bad cramping, like your booty hole wants to dry heap cramping. Oh my gosh. I do feel more with it. And I do know that if I took 50 milligrams of THC at this point, I would still be rolling pretty hard. So I definitely know that the product is working. I'm not sure I've appreciated the side effects all that much. But I also did a little bit of homework. So Olivetol is a naturally occurring organic compound. It is found in certain species of lichens and can be readily extracted. And it's interestingly enough also produced by a number of insects, either as a pheromone, repellent, or antiseptic. The cannabis plant internally produces the related substance olivetolic acid, which was hypothesized that the plant in turn utilizes to biosynthesize the psychoactive product THC. What that says to me is one of the active ingredients in this pill that I took, it helps to your body to process the THC faster. That way it's metabolizing it faster and getting it out of your system, because as in that edible format, it's going through a reaction in my stomach and then again in my liver, and the liver is the, that's the money shot. That's when you get really high. So if this helps to synthesize THC faster, then that would mean it's just moving through the process in my body faster. I think that's my layman's terms figuring this out. And I guess, like they probably wanted me to do before I took it, I'm going to go look at their website. Telling you what, my dad just be shaking his head, just ripped open a bag and took a pill. No questions asked. Somebody just sent the shit to me in the mail. Don't get any funny ideas out there. According to the Undo website, their main focus is on relieving the unwanted side effects of THC, that anxiousness, that nervous, feeling, all of that stuff. That's in essence what they're saying this pill will do. And it also says to wait 30, 40 minutes and then take the other one to get rid of the rest of the fogginess. But I personally don't want to get rid of all of the rest of it. So I just took the first, went through that first pill. Again, drink a shit ton of water because it says that it helps with dehydration, but I feel like I got more dehydrated the longer I went after taking it. So yeah, drink a lot of water, and not a bad product to have in your emergency toolkit, I think.
All right, back to reality. Man, it is hard listening to yourself on a recorder of any kind, but then hearing yourself when you are stoned out of your gourd is like nails on a chalkboard, people. Ugh, that was painful to listen to. But if you want to learn more about Undo, their website is undoo.com. And the pills come in a two-pack. And like I said, I only took one of them that day, and I was just having terrible stomach cramps. There were no ass explosions. It was just really hardcore stomach cramps and dehydration, man. So the product totally worked. I just, you know, I'm not interested in ever being that high anyway. But in case of emergency, it's always important to have little things around to help. And if you can toss one of these in your purse, or if you're at a party and someone else is having a bad experience, you can be the hero to save the day. So it does have a place in your bag of tricks. That's all I'm saying. All right. Thank you for sticking with me with this kind of strange episode of Casually Baked the Podcast. If you're a fan of the show, I hope that you are subscribing and that you will puff, pass it on, my friend. All right, love your guts. Look forward to chatting with you next week. If there's something you want to talk about, there's something going on that you want to know more, you want to hear from me, you want me to hear from you, it's a community, man. Let's talk. Let's get it out there. Kumbaya and cannabis. Casually Baked the Podcast was created, recorded, produced, edited by the team of Just Joe. Our theme music is by my handsome and fabulous friend, Seth Walker. If you aren't familiar with his music, check out his latest album, Gotta Get Back, wherever you are buying your music these days. I know he didn't create High Time for me, but it sure as shit sounds like he did, right? I hope you'll tune in next time. Thanks for hanging out. I know you are, but what am I? No, for real. I've been brainstorming ways to add more value to the content that I'm sharing with you here on the podcast. And so one of the ways that I think is easy and accessible for everyone is to share some of the behind-the-scenes stuff and the extra info about different brands and whatnot on Instagram. Check back and forth between Casually Baked the Podcast and at Casually Baked on Instagram. And I'm going to begin flowing fun stuff between the two. And you can let me know what you think.